Greetings, dear star sisters. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps away, and we've described this before. It's a time between you and I. Yes, it's true that later there will be many listening, but right now they're not. It's just you and I. I've also said, don't be fooled by the male voice, for it is not the male voice who's talking. On this planet, it's difficult not to be one or the other and give a message. So what I want you to do is suspend the reality you think is here and listen. For the message is from the other side of the veil, delivered by my partner who doesn't know, is not here. What he's saying, he will find out later, like the others. So it's just you and I. Sometimes it may suspend your reality to believe that Lemuria was real. That actually that many years ago you participated in something looked so different. We've mentioned so many times the odds of you being a woman now, if it were random, and it's not. The beauty of the love that has gone into this plan has you as a woman now, sitting in chairs, just between you and I, asking yourself, is it possible that I might have had past lives in an original teaching time? A time in Lemuria that lasted thousands of years, so many of you weren't in the same group, didn't know each other, but you had the same star mother teachers. And in that, there is a camaraderie of being in the launching pad of the Akash, of actually participating in something so beautiful and so unique. And if you were there, and only you know this, but that's what attracted you to sit in the seats, if you were there, you've all participated in something absolutely stellar. You've had those from the stars come and sit in front of you and love you. And as children, you participated in the teaching that was given by them. As adults, you continued. And then when you reached a certain age, women, everything changed and the teaching changed. And the Star Mother looked you in the eye and said, it's time for you to learn about a higher consciousness because you're going to carry that burden, that mantle of the shaman. And when she said that to you, it was a time of retrospect. But what she really meant is from now on. Part of the teaching of the Lemurian teaching wheel was the coming Akash. That is, she told you that you would live again. You see, Lemuria was the first time. She told you that you would come many times and that there would be a build-up of memories, and they would be stored within you somehow. That you wouldn't necessarily remember them like reading a book, but they would be there subconsciously for you to remember. And she told you that the time that you were in right now, these teachings that you were going to have right now would stick there and stay there, and someday you'd remember them. And if you had accomplished what many thought you would not and gone past the shift, it would be time to awaken them. And here you sit in the chair, asking the question, was it there? Most of you were. Old souls, everyone, very old souls, everyone, women all. And in a moment, you're about to do something. I told you this before, it's just us talking right now. All those others will hear it later, but just us. You're going to meet the men and you're going to do something. You're going to do a little honoring ceremony. There's a spoke on the Lemurian teaching wheel called the mirror. That's all it's called. And as children, you learn some basics, and as adults, you learn something greater. But as shamans in training, the mirror was the most profound. It's a spoke that goes from the middle to the outside and the outside to the middle. It's a two-way street. And the mirror is what happens when you look at yourself and you see God. And when you look at God and see yourself. The mirror is when you look in the eyes of another person and you see God. You see yourself. It's a training that says to the shaman, you cannot see the outside of anything. You can only go inside, and there you're going to see a commonality of beauty, of compassion. An essence perhaps you don't expect. And the training is this, shaman. Everyone you meet, everywhere you go, you are in them, they are in you. God is in you, God is in them. A commonality that is so extraordinarily beautiful. And everything else, that's just the shell. In a moment, the men will come into the room. I want to tell you something, and something you know very, very well. The difference between genders in this culture. Men don't find themselves in circles like this doing ceremony. It's not what they want to do. It's not what they're comfortable with. Even the most spiritual of them don't want to surround in a circle, sing songs, and celebrate. That's not what they do. Men will often have groups that will meet together and study, and they'll discuss, and it'll be cerebral. But they won't gather in a circle and sing songs. And so for the few moments they're in here, for some of them, it's a stretch. And they're coming anyway. Some of them have no idea why they're coming. They're just doing it because you are here. And they haven't got anything better to do. But when this is over, they may have tears in their eyes because of what you're going to do. If you're going to practice the mirror, I want you to get ready for it. I want you to see God in you. And make the honoring that's about to be something that they won't forget. Not just the ceremony, but a time for a few minutes where time was suspended. And a group of beautiful-hearted Lemurian women looked at them and only saw the God in both of you. Where gender disappeared and the honoring was for their lives, your lives, for the journey together, for working the puzzle with both genders. Don't make them uncomfortable, but honor them with the mirror. And so it is.